Israel, the Most High, our God, is one. Shalom. I am V, the preacher. You are tuned into Blueprint for Life on a different day. We didn't get an opportunity to come to you on the Shabbat, but we are moving forward to make sure that we let the enemy know we got the victory and we're going to keep the victory. I pray that you all are doing well. This broadcast finds you healthy, whole, and fighting. If you need some assistance with that, you also always go to Instagram, Herbal Soul, R-B-A-L, underscore soul, and reach out to us with some herbal products that can aid in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Right now, we're going to get to spiritual things, and we're not going to belabor the time. I think we got an excellent broadcast coming at a little bit later time, but it's all good. I just pray that you're enduring, that you're maintaining your spiritual integrity, you're being a witness and doing the things you're supposed to do towards your fellow man, your brothers and sisters. Your brothers and sisters, take care of your own first, those within your circle. Take care of your people. Let's make sure we look out for one another in these last days, this tribulation, Jacob's trouble. And brothers and sisters, I'm sorry to tell you, it's going to get worse. And we will not be able to make America great again because America is Babylon. And if you read the Bible, it tells you what's going to happen to Babylon. And I am so elated that I am alive to live in the last days where there's vast information out here now. We no longer have the luxury of ignoring the truth because we're flooded with the truth. And everybody knows that something is wrong. Everyone knows. And the information is out there. Books that they hid from us, books they told us not to read, books they told us that weren't canon, books that they called extra biblical, making decisions on 66 books in a Bible, getting rid of Bibles, Tyndale, Geneva, writing in Latin, which is a satanic Vatican Catholic language of Satan. All these tricks that worked for years, only for us to find out that many of our forefathers were Freemasons, Satanists, and were only teaching a narrative and rearranging the prophecies and giving false prophecies out of the Bible. We know this to be true because in the book of Enoch, one of the books they told us not to read and that they hid for the longest, but it was in the Ethiopian Bible, which cost 18 grand, by the way. The original book of Enoch was maintained in the Ethiopic Bible. And there was a very interesting scripture in the Ethiopian book of Enoch, which is Enoch 104, 10 through 12. I'm going to go there real quick. This scripture is very interesting. Not only does Enoch explain where demons come from, how the giants got here, about a fallen race of angels, about the weapons and tools that were made, why we're being tormented. He also breaks down the luminaries and the portals within the flat earth. There's no earth spinning around at 66,000 miles an hour. And you're talking about there's portals. Jumping through the portals to get to earth would be like playing a game of double dutch. So that is the most foolish thing I've ever heard in the world. I'll get into that on another lesson about the earth and the over 200 scriptures in the Bible that tell you about the foundation of the earth being flat and the four corners of the earth and the firmament that's covering it, spoken of in Psalms 19 and 1. But what I wanted you to see was in the book of Enoch, which Jude talks about in the what you call the New Testament, he speaks of Enoch because I'm sure they had a copy of Enoch's books, in which Enoch wrote over 366 books and left them with his sons. I wish I could find those books because you have to remember Enoch was, and then he was no more. He was translated. He did not see death. Enoch and Elisha are coming back and will be witnesses in the street. Don't believe anybody's interpolation of what they mean. No, they're literally coming back. How do I know that? What's my precept for that? When Christ came down here and went down into Hades and got the keys to hell and death, he came back with those that were dead that were believers that kept the law. When he rose from the dead, he brought them back with him And they all walked around for 40 days. People purported saying Job, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, brought these people back with them, and they walked around as a witness for 40 days before Christ ascended along with these people. Elisha and Enoch will be back, and they will be preaching against the madness that's going to be alive in these streets. And if you can only imagine what we're going through now, times that, times 10, with the works of the beast and the Antichrist being more pervasive coming up, we're going to need these people to be preaching and crying out loud. So I think we're in a time, I'm not going to say I think, I know we're in a time where we're finding out that we've been lied to as far as the church was concerned and how they taught the book of Revelations and the prophecies. But listen to what Enoch said in chapter 104, verse 10. And now I know this mystery, that sinners, people who don't keep the laws, will alter and pervert the words of righteousness in many ways and will speak wicked words and lie. But when they write down truthfully all my words in their languages, like I said, talking about the New Testament was written in Greek. No, it wasn't. They were Hebrews. And then they changed it to Latin. Then they changed it to English because it was written in Hebrew. Back to verse 11, but when they write down truthfully all my words in their languages and do not change or minish aught from my words, but write them all down truthfully, all that I first testified concerning them, then I know another mystery, that books will be given to the righteous and the wise to become a cause of joy and uprightness and much wisdom. So Enoch was prophesying this day that we're living in. If you go to the first chapter of Enoch, he says that this particular book is for a remote generation. He was referencing us, and he was saying that many people were going to manipulate the books. Let's go back to 10 again. He said we're going to get a lot of books that's going to teach us truth. Books like the Cave of Treasures, the Life of Adam and Eve, the Book of Jubilees, the Book of Jasher, the Book of Enoch. So many more that they try and demonize to keep you from reading. Books that tell you what Christ was doing before he reached 30 years old. All this information is out there, and you need to start doing the research and study and stop running to these churches that are giving you motivational speeches on Sunday with foolish things like, God showed me that your season is still coming and that you're pregnant with dreams. Just hold, man, shut up. We don't have the luxury of living like that. Let me go back to chapter 104, verse 10. And now I know this mystery, that sinners will alter and pervert the word of righteousness in many ways. It will speak wicked words and lie and practice great deceits and write books concerning their words. I'm just finding out that one of the persons that many people within my congregation used to idolize mentored Jim Jones. Him and Father Divine, they were all crooks and demons out to deceive our people, the true Israelites and those that are grafted in. And that would be William Branham, occult deceit. William Branham literally said, I don't believe anything in that Bible. But he had churches all over the United States and telling people he was the second coming of Elijah. And he's nothing but a piece of fallen DNA. He died a horrible death, and people want to say he died that death because he's a prophet. All the prophets died horrible deaths. No, that's not why he died. It's for the blasphemous words that came out of his mouth and the deception that he perpetrated upon the people, especially our people. I will say it also that those that add to or change anything in his word are in danger of hellfire. And the prophets, including Enoch, they knew that in the last days we'd be lied to, we would have magicians doing false miracles, and they would alter the word to try and throw us off, that we wouldn't have a grasp on the times and the seasons and what time we're living in, or with demons. I don't know why, for the life of me, nobody would want to read the book of Enoch and demonize it when it's in the New Testament, and it's the only one of the only books that I know of that bring down the origin of demon spirits and fallen angels, and helps to put together, plug some holes up from Genesis, the sixth chapter, and pretty much all the first six chapters of Genesis. But I digress. I just wanted to spread. Enoch wrote over 366 books. And we're going to find them. And I know they're packed with information. It wasn't until I read the Apocalypse of Paul, Isaiah, Peter, that I began to understand about the seven heavens and then the 10th level and how Christ came here and how Christ was created, what day he was created on. You have to expand your knowledge. And as I say at the end of my shows all the time, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. I'm talking to you arrogant ones that think you know everything already and don't understand the capacity to learn never dwindles or diminishes until you're gone. And God wants to blow your mind, but you're so locked into thinking you're an expert with man's degree, and you're being worshiped by people. You're in error. You're in serious error. I could go more into that, but that's not what I want to talk about today. We're going to talk about segregation. That's going to be at the end. And what I mean is, come out of her, my people. It's time to segregate as spiritual people. Martin Luther King messed us up with this integration and had us get close to this fallen angel DNA and want to hold hands and walk with these people, talking about I had a dream. No, you had a nightmare. We were better off keeping to ourselves. Now we really have to keep to ourselves. Let the Most High come back and separate the wheat from the tares. But you're going to find out today that being spiritual and following this walk and keeping these commandments, you can't be around these people no more. You genuinely have to come out of her, my people. And for the first part, we're getting ready to get into this right now, is identity theft. How many times other nations, the two times we're going to talk about, have stolen our culture. By the way, this show is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, only using black as a antenna to bring our people in who don't know that we're Israel. And they don't know that that's but it's heavily used in our era to get our people to understand who we are. But there's been culture vultures from the beginning of time. And I'm going to lightly touch on some of that today. I want you to know who's in Ukraine, what that name was before. I'm going to play a clip for you, give you some commentary during the clip, look at some scriptures, and then we're going to talk about what happened with Alexander the Great in Egypt, what happened in the book of Maccabees, the changing of images, and then the giving us of Caesar Borgia, and changing the image of our Christ who was spoken of in Revelation, the first chapter, what he looked like in the midst of the seven candlesticks. So let's go ahead without further delay. I'm going to play some of this clip, as I mentioned, and then we will I'll comment on it as well. Please pay close attention to this clip.
The deal, reached in Istanbul during a four-way meeting also including the United Nations and Turkey, will guarantee safe sea routes after passage through the Black Sea was blocked due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This means the Western starvation blackmail card has been removed. This was one of the strongest cards by the people who control the G7 group of countries, so its removal from the table is yet another sign a peace treaty has been reached. It is in these circumstances that MI6 Chief Richard Moore made a rare public appearance at a security conference in Aspen, Colorado, where he hinted a temporary ceasefire agreement has been made in Ukraine by saying, "Our estimate is that the Russians will increasingly find it difficult to find manpower and materiel over the next few weeks." He then revealed the real situation by admitting we are in for a tough time and need to help the Ukrainians with significant strength, because China's leader Xi Jinping was watching like hawk. In White Hat Intel, history, the Khazarian king chose Judaism and promised to stay within the requirements laid out by the surrounding confederacy of nations led by the Russian Tsar.
Khazarian king chose Judaism. This, I'm going to let you hear it. I'm going to play it again. You need to know that when the Crusades were going on with the Vatican, also Russia wanted to deal with the Khazarians because it had been found out and discovered that they were sacrificing children. Not only were they sacrificing children, they had started what's known as the Khazarian Mafia, and they were stealing people's identities and their gold. That's how they got wealthy. They sacrificed children to obtain power with Satan that promised to give them nations, countries, and wealth. These Khazarian converts that people call Jewish today are all over the world hidden, names changed, and acting like other races, German, American, French, Italian. They've blended themselves in, but they kept their practice of Talmudism, sacrificing of kids for power and for money, for wealth. And this started back during the Crusades. The Dark Ages had come to an end, which was when blacks ruled again for a short period of time. And people were being told to convert to Christianity, which was Catholicism. All you Christian churches are nothing but Catholics. You're in paganism. Or Islam. And they said, no, we'll take Judaism. Now, the key is, I'm going to play the rest of this clip. You need to know that the reason they took Judaism is because they know that the real Hebrews were on the run because they were in trouble with their God for breaking the laws and commandments, and they were fleeing into Africa and the Atlas Mountains. They were doing so because they were being excavated out of all the areas of Israel, Europe, Scotland. They ran them down. Some of them became Moors and hid themselves to be Islamic. So they knew they could steal their identity, but they had to make sure they really eroded the Hebrew identity. So they financed with all of their wealth that they got from Satan, the slave trade, and they paid the Arabs and the Hamites, the Africans, to assist with running the true Israelite, the Hebrew, sold throughout the four corners of the earth to slavery. You have the sub-Saharan slave trade, which you don't get to talk too much about, which is what took a lot of our people who were fleeing into parts of India, China, Russia, Germany. They were being sent over there too. I don't want to get too much in a history lesson, but I want you to hear, because this is one of the first identity thefts where they took our culture because we were fleeing. We were in trouble with our God, because we broke the commandments that were given to us, and he warned us in Deuteronomy 28. In Deuteronomy, I want to say the 8th or 9th chapter, Moses said that he told the children of Israel, I saw what's going to befall you all. And he warned them, because we kept desiring to be like the other nations, other people blend in and not obey the Most High, Eyah. I'm going to play some more of this clip. I want you to pay close attention to who these Khazarian people are. This is a lot of information being given out real quick. Let me see if I can back it up a little bit. Here we go.
And strength, because China's leader Xi Jinping was watching like a hawk. And White Hat Intel, history, the Khazarian king chose Judaism and promised to stay within the requirements laid out by the surrounding confederacy of nations led by the Russian Tsar. Despite his agreement and promise, the Khazarian king and his inner circle of oligarchs kept practicing ancient Babylonian black magic, also known as secret Satanism. This secret Satanism involved occult ceremonies featuring child sacrifice after bleeding them out, drinking their blood, and eating their hearts. The deep dark secret of the occult ceremonies was that they were all based on ancient Baal worship, also known as worship of the owl. In order to fool the confederacy of nations led by Russia that were watching Khazaria, the Khazarian king melded these Luciferian black magic practices with Judaism and created a secret satanic hybrid religion known as Babylonian Talmudism. This was made the national religion of Khazaria and nurtured the same evil that Khazaria was known for before. Sadly, the Khazarians continued their evil ways, robbing and murdering those from surrounding countries who traveled through Khazaria. Khazarian robbers often attempted to assume their identity.
I want to go back. I hope you're paying attention. I want to go back because they took Judaism and blended it with satanic witchcraft, worship the owl, which we see represents Moloch, child sacrifice. And they were trying to throw everybody off and make them think they were practicing Judaism. Now, when you start with that, the king of Khazaria, and he started the Khazarian Mafia, they started stealing people's identities. but they never had an intent on following the Most High's ways. They were only masquerading as Israelites, knowing they weren't. This is why, Balfour Treaty came about, selling Israel to the Rockefellers and taking it from the Palestinians. We're going to be out of there as well, because it's not their home. And I'll have you to know that Israel, Jerusalem, which is peace, Yerusalem, there's no peace there now. But that is in the on the continent of Africa. That Suez Canal was man-made to try and separate the Middle East from the continent of Africa, and you can't do it. There's still an isthmus that connects the two. So anyway, this is why the Bible said when Israelites come home, that region will study war no more. And also the Ark of the Covenant will be restored, and peace will be in that land, and men will turn their swords into plowshares. That in no way is happening right now over there in Israel, the COVID capital of the world, biggest gay pride parade and monkeypox capital as well right now, and rocks and bombs being thrown left and right. And we know that Iran is tasting blood that wants to destroy these fake Hebrews. Every country over there knows that people, the Khazarians, which you call Ukraine, and what we're dealing with now is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. These are the serpent people that worship Satan, kill babies, sacrifice them for power and wealth. They are not following any customs, and we are not trying to be Jewish. We are the Israelites who are returning back to our God, Most High Yah, Yah, and coming back to him so that we can take our rightful place. I'm going to try not to interrupt this clip so you can hear all this and take it in.
It's led by Russia, but we're watching Khazarian. The Khazarian king melded these Luciferian black magic practices with Judaism and created a secret satanic hybrid religion known as Babylonian Talmudism. This was made the national religion of Khazarian and nurtured the same evil that Khazarian was known for before. Sadly, the Khazarians continued their evil ways, robbing and murdering those from surrounding countries who traveled through Khazarian. Khazarian robbers often attempted to assume their identities after they murdered these visitors, and became masters of disguises and false identities, a practice they have continued even to this very day, along with their child sacrifice occult ceremonies, which are actually ancient Baal worship. 1200 AD-Russia and the surrounding nations have had enough and take action. About 1200 AD.
I gotta pause real quick. They're still practicing that to this day. Child sacrifice, drinking blood. And it's a combination. This is the Ukraine that you support. And you think this is a war in front of, they got you looking at Russia back. These so-called Ukrainians are the Khazarians that have blended Talmudism, satanic worship, under the mask of Judaism. And they still do it till this day. And we're talking 1200 AD. Russia and the surrounding nations have had enough and take action. About 1200 AD, the Russians led a group of nations surrounding Khazaria and they invaded it in order to stop the Khazarian crimes against their own people. This is what's going on right now today, and you're falling for it. These people are at war with their own people. Now, I hope you paid attention to the fact that they also said they've blended themselves in. They would steal the identities of other nations as well. So they didn't just steal the Hebrew Israelites 12 tribes records. They have blended themselves in as Polacks, Americans, Italians, Germans, England, whatever you want to call them, Londoners, the British. They have gone under the auspices of the Federal Reserve. These Rothschilds and Rockefellers, they changed their names, and they keep these practices. This human trafficking is about what they're doing. And the adrenochrome and the sucking of blood, they've been doing this for years. This goes back because they are also Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9. They are the synagogue of Satan. This brings light to those scriptures. Before we get back, let's go ahead so I can tell you who these serpent people are. That's what they call themselves because they worship Satan. And they got you thinking they're Jewish, and they'll throw out anti-Semitic in a minute when they're not even Semitic. We're Shemitic as being African-Americans, as being the true Israelites. Let's look at these Khazarian people and the Khazarian mafia. Let's look at them real quick. Revelations 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. They will be bowing down. Revelations 2:9. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy, talking about what they're doing, these Khazarians who are Ukraine, which are also part of them that come from the Caucasus Mountains. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Didn't learn that in Sunday school, did you? I know you didn't. And that's very unfortunate. But we're learning it today. There's only a little bit left in this clip. I'm going to let you hear it.
The Russians led a group of nations surrounding Khazaria and invaded it in order to stop the Khazarian crimes against their people, which included kidnapping of their young children and infants for their blood sacrifice ceremonies to Baal. The Khazarian king and his inner court of criminals and murderers came to be known as the Khazarian Mafia, KM, by neighboring countries. The Khazarian leaders had a well-developed spy network through which they obtained prior warning and escaped from Khazaria to European nations to the west, taking their vast fortune with them in gold and silver. They laid low and regrouped, while assuming new identities. In secret, they continued their satanic child blood and sacrifice rituals, and trusted Baal to give them the whole world and all its riches, as they claimed he had promised them, as long as they kept bleeding out and sacrificing children and infants for
the whole world and all its riches. They took money, gold from other nations, other people, stole their wealth, created the Fed Reserve, laid low, and waiting on Satan to give them the whole world. We're at the precipice, people, of these people being destroyed, but I want you to see how they're hiding. Identity theft. This is serious. You ain't going to play like you God's chosen people and blaspheme his name. As long as they kept bleeding out and sacrificing children, they feel they have to do this. And you wonder why those milk cartons came into existence and why there's over 1 million children missing every year, annually. This practice has been going on for quite some time. It's a movie called Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where they actually had the nerve, because we were all asleep in the 80s, to put adrenal chrome in that film. People drinking it and telling you what it does to you when you get high. But now it's a conspiracy. Everybody knows about it, but this is where it comes from. I'll go back just a little bit, just about a minute left in this clip. I'll let you pick up and hear. And then and we're tying this in, not only just the identity theft, but what's going on right now over there and how we're leading to this world war, because there's a group of people that have hid themselves. It's a shadow government, also known as a cabal. And they also masturbate themselves and the people, their cohorts that support them and work for them as Freemasons. You got it. Prince Hall, Shriners, Secret Societies. And it starts when y'all go to college and start pledging Greek. We'll get into them in a minute.
Assuming new identities. In fact, they continued their satanic child blood and sacrifice rituals, and trusted Baal to give them the whole world and all its riches, as they claimed he had promised them, as long as they kept bleeding out and sacrificing children and infants for him. The Khazarian king and his court mafia plotted eternal revenge against the Russians and the surrounding nations that invaded Khazaria and drove them from power. The Khazarian mafia invades England after being expelled for hundreds of years. To accomplish their invasion, they hire Oliver Cromwell to murder King Charles I and make England safe for banking again. This began the English Civil Wars, which raged for nearly a decade, resulting in regicide of the royal family and hundreds of the genuine English nobility. This is how the...
Which was King James at the time during the Dark Ages, which was a black king who was a man of color. We're coming at the end of the Dark Ages and moving into the Renaissance period, where you got the Crusades going on right now, too, where they're coming out of the Caucasus Mountains and they're just taking over everything. But it was prophesied. Said I wouldn't interrupt, but I had to just say something. Let's go back.
Hired Oliver Cromwell to murder King Charles I and make England safe for banking again. This began the English Civil Wars, which raged for nearly a decade, resulting in regicide of the royal family and hundreds of the genuine English nobility. This is how the city of London was set up as the banking capital of Europe and launched the beginning of the British Empire. City of London, Vatican, and D.C. are all not part of the countries they are in. They are independent lab, owned by the Rothschild and globalist cartel. They are symbols of a cult. These three also have obelisks in common, which also shows that they are
the Vatican and Washington, D.C., owned by the Rothschilds, Israel as well. They're not a part of it. Washington, D.C. is not even a part of the United States. It's a satanic state. That's why all those idols and monuments are there. It's the central point for the occult. And it's those people that have hidden and they're over there. That's the ones who's running the fake presidency and regime right now. These people. Biden's been there for 2 or 3 years. I won't go into all that, but I want you to take down all this information, please. Play that again.
London, Vatican, and D.C. are all not
London,
part of the countries they're in.
Washington, D.C.
They are independent land, owned by the Rothschild and globalist cartel. They are symbols of a cult. These three also have obelisks in common, which also shows that they are all connected by Freemasonry, which prays directly to the devil himself, who they call Lucifer, the god of good and light. They call Christ the bad guy. These deluded Satanists are running things, which explains a lot of the negativity in the world today. The obelisk is phallic and its appearance represents the male penis. It is symbolic of the Egyptian sun god, Ra, and is an ancient symbol of male energy and generation, G, in Freemasonry. See the obelisks below. London obelisk, aka Cleopatra's Knee, located on the banks of the River Thames. This obelisk was transported to London and erected in 1878 under the reign of Queen Victoria. The obelisk originally stood in the Egyptian city of An, or Heliopolis, the city of the sun. The latest video will be shown earlier at the official website restorerepublic.co.
I'll pass this information. I just got a history lesson real quick about what's going on right now and who's in control. We're in the tribulation, we're in the last days, and these people are scurrying. And all these people, these videos, some of these people I watch, them, oh, we're going to win. White hats are going to win. No, the white hats are nothing but the right hand of Satan. Because a lot of them are Freemasons, too. And they just told you that the Masons pray directly to the devil. You got more black Freemasons in the Baptist Church and Pentecostal Church praising the sun on Sunday, Ra worship, which is paganism, and then going to their Freemason meetings for power and wealth, which means they have to participate in the rituals. So that was the first one about identity theft, but that's the biggest one because it's covering what's going on right now. And now they don't care who knows. But if you're like a Nick Cannon and you break out and say, we the Hebrews in front of millions of impressionable young people, they snatch you in the quarters, either clone you and kill you and clone you, or straighten you out and tell you that we'll kill your whole family. Play with us again. Don't go against the narrative. Remember, Steph Curry went against the narrative. Obama snatched him in so quick. He was in a daze for about 2 weeks, couldn't hit no three-point shots, but he never opened his mouth again. He and his wife, they complied. Neither here nor there. The second one I want to talk about is intertwined in that. While they were stealing the Israelite culture during the Spanish Inquisition, you had these people take our Bibles. That's when they began to have the Council of Nicaea, the Council of Trent, and try and figure out what books they were going to let us read. But one of the biggest things you need to know during these invasions that was going on to convert people to Christianity through death, Christ never told us to be a part of Christianity. That was a part of the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order. Maybe next week I'll play a video for you that explains the Jesuit order, which were nothing but a bunch of assassins for Jesus, which is why we don't use that name. It comes from the Catholic Church. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. Some of you say Yeshua. Some of you say Yeshaya. The root word is Yesha. And Jesus is not God. He's the Son of the Most High Yah. So the Jesuit order was going around killing millions of people to convert them to Christianity. It is a blood religion as well as the Khazarian satanic Judaism. Blood is spilt. In the book of Maccabees, 1 Maccabees 3 and 48, it says, and laid open the book of the law, wherein the heathens had sought to paint their likeness over all of our images. Everywhere there were images of what we look like, the heathen, the Gentile, the white person, would paint their images white and lighten them up and inject themselves into the image, to say that they are the image. The whole thing about slavery, and I don't need a lot of scriptures for this because you know it, is that they changed our books into the English language, wouldn't allow us to read, didn't know that language. We were trying to speak to ourselves. They wouldn't allow us to speak to ourselves. So they retaught the book to us and gave us new preachers that would only preach certain sermons, and they would put watchers in our churches, as they still do today, to make sure you don't liberate the people. That's why I appreciate what the Israelites are doing with the Christian churches right now, but these Christian churches have handlers, and they're Freemasons, and they're not going to break their oaths. Many of them don't want to know who they are as a people because they do not want to go from Babylon. They are doing just like the rest of the Gentiles and heathens in this world. This is their heaven, and it's getting ready to come to an end. They know where they go after this. They changed our images and snatched it. So when they got you as a slave and were able to beat you, the one you and your forefathers, ancestors who wouldn't keep the commandments and put yourself in this predicament, not the white man, not even the Arab man, not the Jewish man, but you for being disobedient, once they got you to where they could beat you, they gave you the false image of César Borgia's son, of César Borgia, the Pope, the sixth Pope's son, César Borgia. That was an image drawn by Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo. They started making these pictures and giving you an image of a different Christ in order to inject white supremacy so that the God you pray to looked like your slave master, your oppressor. That's why many of you have Stockholm Syndrome today and be like, not my white Jesus. And you think it's blasphemy to call him black because you have lost your way. Identity theft, cultural appropriation. It might seem innocent today when Justin Timberlake is singing like Ronald Isley or trying to sing like Michael Jackson and all that, but this stuff is attached to what the Catholic Church did to us as a people. They will steal all your stuff. And then call Celine Dion, the greatest female singer ever, to take the throne from Whitney, who was anointed. Y'all crazy as hell. Identity theft. Maccabean, Vatican, and the Khazars know who we are as a people, but they know time is up. Because we are awakening, the 400 years is up, and salvation will be for God's true family. That's what salvation is. He's coming to get us out of this mess because we can't get ourselves out. Don't worry. If you're not of this nation, you can't be grafted in. We already talked about that. But there's only a remnant of you that's going to make it. And that's the ones that know how to bow down. Because our own people can't even comply. Families, husbands against wives, churches, camps against camps. This is ridiculous. We need salvation. We need help. The curse needs to be broken. And we're going to come back right after this and talk about segregation. I'm going to give you some encouragement about the segregation, how we need to separate ourselves. Be right back. has fallen in America's Babylon. Unfortunately, the hot dogs, apple pie, and baseball you're trying to hold on to, it's about to come to an end. All the good music and everything, it's time to repent and draw nigh unto the Most High.
The jig is up.
We just love going back to normal. A lot of y'all went and got that little inoculation because you just want life to go back to normal. Man, some things have to come to an end, and I hope you understand that your entanglements have to come to an end. At what point do you change, switch up, grow up, give up, let it go? Entanglements, segregation. I'm talking spiritual segregation. First of all, let me say this. Coming back to the law and understanding the law, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we teach and we preach around here. And that's a part of the Black Cultural Restoration Association is returning onto the statutes, laws, and commands. And I'm going to read something to you before I get into the lesson part, which is 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. That's going to be our segregation. But I want you to know, ain't nothing wrong with you saying you spiritual. Somebody said if you spiritual, you have the devil. Man, let me tell y'all, stop fooling with these camps and these people that's making money off you in any form off the word. Because you're not supposed to make a penny when it pertains to the word. The information is vast now, and it's free. And the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, she's our teacher. So don't get away from these people. Run for your life. It's called deception. Many Christs, many people trying to steal stuff. Listen to Psalm 19 and 42. And then we'll get into the lesson. I'm just going to read some scriptures, and we'll be done. Give the devil back eye. Psalms 119 and 142, the longest chapter in this Biblios. It says this in 142, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. The law is the truth. Anybody tell you you don't have to keep the law and you don't want the law, you're not getting the truth. And the Bible says the truth shall set you free. You shall know the truth and it shall set you free. And you can't handle the truth because you don't want to live in the areas of the law. Let's go to the New Testament, since we're going there anyway, and go to Romans. And the enemy tried to discourage me from bringing forth this lesson today, but the devil's a lie. You know, I'm just far, like, I was disappointed I didn't get a chance to do a Saturday because my body wasn't feeling well. And we know the enemy's attacking our physical bodies. But we got the whole truth of what he's called us to do. Until we leave this land, or just, you know, if we reach one, we're getting the job done. So we got to do the work. Listen to this. Romans 7 and 12. Wherefore the law is holy. This truth, this righteousness. Romans 7 and 12 says it's the law is holy. You want to live holy, you got to keep the law. If you're not keeping the law, you're not living holy. The law is spiritual. Wherefore the law is holy and the commandments are holy and just and good. You're not, there's no holiness unless you're keeping the law, and that's what separates you. Holiness is what makes you kodesh. Holiness is what brings conversion, and that's keeping the law. That's the dietary law. There's not, the only law that Christ did away with was the law of sacrifice, shedding the blood of animals. He took care of that. And he also did away with the law where if you broke it, we would stone your butt and kill you. No, he gave you grace now. You don't have to die for some of the things that you're caught up into. All right, segregation. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. That's how it starts. That don't just mean you get married. That means you ain't supposed to have a best friend. A partner, co-workers going out with them, family members hanging out, breaking bread with them. If they don't believe, the scripture just said, be ye not yoked up with them. If you live in this thing now, think it not strange that your family ain't feeling you no more. Because what's really to be said is that you shouldn't be feeling them no more. And the reason you're not feeling them no more, because Christ said, who is my family? Them that do the will of my Father in heaven. Your family, the nature has changed. So we start off the segregation scripture of 2 Corinthians 14 with, you can't be yoked up. You ain't my girl. You ain't my boy. You're going to find that this is a lonely walk. But check this out. There's only a few folks getting in this thing. It's a remnant. There's a small amount of people that's going to make it into the kingdom. Let's keep going. We'll read all of this. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? How can a righteous person hang out with an unrighteous person? You covered up, sister, got your head wrapped on. You ain't got your breath all sticking out and your butt out. And you look right over to the right. You having lunch with your girl, and she got on some spandex, breast about to pop out, head uncovered, green lipstick, eyeshadow, butterflies in her eyes, everything. You trying to have a conversation with her, and she looking at Jake over at the next temple talking about, I like to jump his bones. How is righteousness going to kick it with unrighteousness? You want that spirit jumping off on you, which is a demon? Well, you're going to have to stop the yoking up with souls who don't love the Most High. He says, and what communion has light with darkness? They can't coexist. When the light comes on, the darkness is gone. When the light goes out, it's all dark. It can't coexist in the same room, in the same place, same space. It just ain't going to happen. There's not going to be one side of the room that's lit and the other side that's dark. It's not going to happen. Segregation, people. You have no choice. 15. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? What concord hath Yeshua HaMashiach with Satan, Lucifer? They post a link up and have Thanksgiving too? Christmas, break bread, get together, have dinner, catch up on old times before Satan left the throne? People say get back together with Christ because he was up there too. He had been created and we were created too. But that's another lesson for another time based on Jeremiah 1 and 5. So he left and got kicked out of heaven. But him and Christ will get together every now and then and have a bite to eat. Go have a drink, drink a little wine, talk about how it used to be before he fell with a third of the angels. Are you kidding me? And what agreement, verse 16, hath the temple of God with idols? And you got these temples, Catholic churches and Christian churches, and they're loaded with idols, images, wooden crosses, Mother Mary, goblets, and the symbol for the Jesuit order. It's not no temple of God. That's why your body's a temple, not them places that you go to on pagan Sundays. Your body has been the temple since he died and the veil of the temple was ripped. Holy Spirit lives in you. But there's no fellowship with the Most High and these temples filled with idols. He's not there. For you are the temple of the living Yah. And as the Most High has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. You don't need to be starting no church. We need to start church. Let's go hook up. Let's rent out a church and have Sabbath Shabbat service on Saturdays in these pagan temples. No. Where two or three are gathered together in the name, in his name is in the midst, and he's dwelling in you. Unless you keep exchanging him for the demons that you let come in, that come back around every now and then and knock on your door and have you acting a fool. No. The Holy Spirit is supposed to flow out of you, which evokes love, peace. He says, I will God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, here you go, segregation. Wherefore, come out from among them. Nah, just every now and then, don't kick with them. No, therefore come out from among them and be ye separate the Most High and touch not the unclean thing. Unclean thing is animals, food, other things. Brothers and sisters, do you know that everything that's on earth was not created by the Most High? It was tainted, changed, altered, Satan and his angels by man and with science. That is not clean and good for you. There are things killing our people because they think they can do the other people do eat what they eat. And for instance, pork. That's why everybody in our race has high blood pressure dang near and cancer because you want to eat the delicacies that your God told you not to eat. He said, come out from amongst them. And I'll receive you. God's got hands up. I don't want to hear your prayers and I'll receive you because you haven't learned how to segregate. Like you need to have them be with them. You can't walk away. Walk away. You can't walk away. You don't know how to separate yourself. You don't know how to be a loner and fall in love with the Most High. You don't know how to occupy yourself in the joy of the Lord. You don't have it. So there's no separate like Martin Luther King and his crew and get you some civil rights and give all your civil rights away to the other people, LGBTQ plus, all that crap. And you get nothing. Haven't you learned anything from the the type of spirit. If you don't separate yourself, he is not receiving you. He's not dwelling in you. It's called segregation, spiritual segregation. He said, I'll receive you and will be a father unto you. And then you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. I will receive you when you learn how to segregate. Oh, but you want to catch up. You want to see what everybody doing on social media and kick it with them. You want to go to their parties. They want to make you feel like it's okay for you to just come do this and kick it just this one time. You're like, I got to live my life. Your life is gone and hid with Christ. You got baptized, repented, and walked away from the world. And if it ain't been good to you thus far to where you got to go backwards and take a little dip in the pool every now and then you ain't got this thing. Spiritual segregation, or you won't make it through the inflation. You ain't nothing but an imitation. All right. That's been my time. I'm V the Preacher. You've been listening to Blueprint for Life. Time. The only for sure obstacle of truth is to think that you already made it. Truth is a journey, a destination. Nobody else will be stealing our identity once we are restored. And if you're not with us, you ain't going with us. So just get in line and graft in properly and come back to statutes, laws, and commandments. All right, one love, most high blessing to you. Shalom.